We have a major update from Shams of the Athletic about OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, their recovery from injuries, and potentially when they can return for the New York Knicks. And if that wasn't enough, we're going to hear from Josh Hart, who recently spoke out about Anunoby and Julius Randle, and he stated he would be pleasantly surprised if both of them return for the Knicks at the end of this season or in the playoffs. We're going to break down his comments and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Shams of the Athletic provides a very concerning update about OG Anunoby and Julius Randle. I think I speak for all Knicks fans when I say the one thing we're waiting on is for this Knicks team to be fully healthy as they possibly can. No injuries, no issues, no obstacles, no minutes restrictions. The problem is, each and every time I look at that injury report, I see another Knicks player added to it, or I get very vague updates about our current injured Knicks players in Julius Randle or OG Anunoby. But thankfully, Shams with the Athletic recently provided an update about these players and potentially when they can return from injury. And while I wish I could say it was positive updates, I can say the update about Anunoby is definitely more positive than the update that we have for Julius Randle. Let's take a look at exactly what Sham stated. Shout out to the account New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information. According to Shams, OG Anunoby, the hopes that the inflammation will go down at some point, that it's going to be a when, which day exactly, which game exactly when he's going to wake up feeling better than an if. Basically stating, with Anunoby and his injury, it's more of a when than an if he returns, because it's not an if. There's no issue surrounding that. He's definitely going to return. We're just now waiting on the date of when he returns. And the only way we're going to get that is for that elbow inflammation he's suffering from right now to go down. But he continues, but with Julius Randle, it's a little bit more precarious. Randle, out since January 27th. We're already into April, and he still has not done anything more than controlled contact with that dislocated shoulder. And Josh Hart, his comments I thought last night were very telling. He said we have to operate as if neither of those two is going to be back in the lineup. More on Josh Hart and his comments about Julius Randle and OG Anunoby a little bit later on in this video. Shams continues by stating, so for the Knicks, it's really a wait and see approach. It does seem though that OG Anunoby is more likely than Randle at this point, but we'll see. Shout out to Shams for giving us the latest injury updates about OG Anunoby and Julius Randle. For me, it does sound a little bit more positive for OG Anunoby. The fact that Shams is saying it's more of a when than an if tells me everything I need to know. That basically tells me that OG Anunoby is definitely coming back for the New York Knicks this season, whether that be at the end of the season or going into the postseason. Either way, he's going to make a return. And that's good news for the Knicks, because the Knicks need him in order to make a deep postseason run. They're going to need his defense. They're going to need what he means in terms of what they can do on offense. Because let's not forget, in terms of the corner three, he is one of the better Knicks at shooting it. So him on the floor helps the Knicks not only defensively, but offensively as well too. So I am happy to hear about OG Anunoby. Though it is concerning that after missing all of these games, he's still suffering from that inflammation in that elbow, and he's still waiting for it to subside, go down, so that way he can fully participate with practice with the New York Knicks, rather than doing what he's doing right now, which I believe is just shooting, but not much else. And that's not really a great update, being this many games away from the postseason. But hopefully, like Sham says, each and every day, we'll look at the elbow. Hopefully, it gets better. And hopefully, within enough time, Anunoby will return for the New York Knicks, probably come the postseason. But if I'm being honest, given the latest updates that we're hearing about OG Anunoby, what he's currently doing in practice, and all of these other factors, I'm thinking that OG makes his return for the Knicks in the postseason. But that then brings us to the other Nick in question here, Julius Randle. But before I get to Randle, I did tell you that later on in this video, we were going to talk about Josh Hart and the comments that Shams was mentioning. And let's get to those comments right now, because it speaks volumes regarding Randle, OG, and potentially when they can return for the New York Knicks, and if the New York Knicks, even internally, are looking for them or hoping for them to return. Let's take a look at exactly what Josh Hart stated. Shout out to Ian Bagley, an SNY NBA insider, for noting the following. Josh Hart says he's not part of any of the medical conversations, but believes the Knicks should approach games as if this is the team they'll have, and if OG Anunoby and Julius Randle come back, they'll be pleasantly surprised. Let's look at Josh Hart's exact quote. Josh Hart stated exactly, "I'm not in those medical conversations or anything like that, so I don't know blank from blank, but..."
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We've got to approach every game and the end of the season that those guys aren't coming back. And if they do, be pleasantly surprised. I know Josh Hart is not a medical expert. I know he doesn't talk to anybody on the medical staff regarding Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, and their injuries. Not in a lot of detail anyways. So given all of that, why is this update from Josh Hart concerning? Because Josh Hart spends time with that team. He spends time with Julius Randle, had him on his podcast, spends time with OG Anunoby. He has a lot of conversations with that team behind the scenes. The fact that he's saying this, and in my opinion, I believe he's speaking for the entire team. I feel like the entire team is moving forward with the mindset that this is who we have, this is all we have, and we're not going to get any better from any other help coming back from injury or anything else like that. So we shouldn't even recognize it. We shouldn't even think about it. We should get it out of our head. Right now, we have who we have, and we have to compete with that. And if we can't, oh well, we can't and we fail. But we have to pick ourselves back up and try again. And I think that's exactly what Josh Hart was stating here. But while he was stating that, he also got my concern level all the way up. Because when you pair this update from Josh Hart with the update that we received earlier from Shams regarding Julius Randle and his current situation and current status, you absolutely have to be concerned. Randle has been out for several months. When OG Anunoby got cleared for contact, we thought that Julius Randle was going to be right behind him, but he wasn't. He was stuck there, and he's still there now. We just heard from Shams. Julius Randle, as of today, right now, is still doing controlled contact drills, has still not been cleared or moved on for full contact yet, and we are still waiting for that step to happen. If you're not concerned yet, if you haven't been concerned, if you've been saying, oh, it doesn't matter, they're just holding him off till the playoffs, that doesn't seem like it's the case. We have 8 regular season games remaining. After that, it's playing, week off, and then the postseason starts. And when the postseason starts, you got to be locked in, focused, have chemistry built with your team. Is Julius Randle going to have that? Even better than that, is Julius Randle going to get cleared for contact in enough time to make it for the first round of the postseason? Because now, that's what I'm concerned about. Because let's face it, after you get cleared for contact, there's other steps to follow. You have to do contact drills. You have to do one-on-ones, two-on-twos, three-on-threes, 4-on-4s. Then finally, you move back to 5-on-5s. Then finally, you move on to practicing with the team fully without any limitations or any restrictions. You do that for a couple of sessions. Then you meet with the medical staff. Then they have to clear you. Then after they clear you, then you have to return to the court. And even after you return, you're not going to look like the same player. You're going to need games to look like the player you used to, even if you get back to looking like that player this season. And you're going to be doing it during the postseason. We have no idea, a question mark, over Julius Randle and his status for the postseason. The only positive that we can take from today, given Shams' update, is that OG Anunoby is a when, not an if. Thank the heavens for that. Other than that, Julius Randle, the exact same thing. You could legitimately go back to my video last week and play it, and the update would remain the same. That doesn't worry you? That doesn't concern you? I am so over it. I am so done with all of these injury updates, because each and every single one of these updates, maybe some of them are positive, but most of the times, they're not positive, they're negative, and they definitely don't make me feel good. They don't make me feel good about this Knicks team moving into the postseason, because I've said it 100 times, and I guess I'm going to say it 101 times right now. The New York Knicks, to have a deep postseason run, need to be fully healthy. If they're not fully healthy, or they're still trying to figure things out come the postseason, they're going to be hurt by that, and their playoff dreams are going to crumble apart. And I don't want to see that happen, because given the season they have right now, given the season that they've given New York, I do not want to see their postseason dreams crumble like that. We deserve more. This Knicks team deserves more, and we can get there if we get fully healthy. But fully healthy keeps on getting further and further away from us, because these injury updates push us further and further away from there. Especially when you hear updates like this about Julius Randle still not moving on to full contact. If he hasn't moved on to full contact now, I ask you, when? When is he going to move on to full contact? Next week? The week after that? When we're in the postseason? When we're in the second round of the postseason? When? That's what I need to know, because as of right now, we have question marks. Anunoby sounds like he's day-to-day. It could be any day now for Anunoby. Good thing. Positive. But Julius Randle? Question mark. We still have no idea. And until I have an update about Randle and a potential return date of when he can return for the New York Knicks, my concern level for this team is going to stay at the top level, because I know, just like I know all of you know, Julius Randle is a major piece for this Knicks team and what they want to achieve in the postseason. Without him, it's going to be very hard for the New York Knicks to do so. All we're going to have to do is continue to hope and pray that both Anunoby and Randle return for this Knicks team very, very soon. Hopefully, come the postseason. But what about you guys? What do you think about these injury updates that we just received from Shams? And what about Josh Hart and his comments regarding OG Anunoby and Julius Randle, and the fact that he would be pleasantly surprised if both of them return for the New York Knicks this season? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.